Welcome to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who motivate you to overcome the odds, break down barricades, and shift your beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Share in the journey and find a new path full of miracles waiting to be discovered. Now, here's your host, Candace McClain.
Hello and welcome, welcome, welcome to Everyday Miracles, the show where we open our minds to unlimited possibilities. I'm Candace McClain, and I want to thank you so much for joining me for what is sure to be a fascinating and enlightening hour today. We are going to be speaking with someone you're probably very familiar with. James von Prague, world-renowned and highly respected medium, best-selling author, producer. He's going to be on the show today teaching us about how to live a spiritual life in a physical body. And James has spent over 25 years now sharing his communications from the other side with us. But what really makes him so special is that he takes that knowledge and those lessons from the other side and presents it to us in such a way that we can learn to lead more fulfilling and loving lives. So it's truly an honor to have him here today. And I promise this is a conversation you don't want to miss. And later in the show, we will be taking a few callers. So I will give out that number later on in the show. And I do want to take this moment to say it is because of the many fascinating guests we've had on the show, like James, and people like you tuning in, supporting not only me, but all of us here on the Transformation Network, that we have this incredible opportunity to come together and to learn, you know, to learn to get in touch with the truly limitless nature of our being. You know, sometimes it's easy to forget that sense of limitlessness is truly our organic, natural state. We are meant to lead from love and not fear. It's who we really are. So I want to thank you all for being a part of the conversation today and every week here on Everyday Miracles. Remember, if you miss a show, you can always go to the archives. They are available on the Transformation Network at www.transformationtalkradio.com. And if you have any questions or ideas or feedback, we'd love to hear from you. So be sure to connect with us. But moving on with today's show, because I'm really excited about this, I'm very excited to introduce James von Prague. And James is a survival evidence medium. And this means that he's able to bridge the gap between two planes of existence, that of the living and that of the dead, by providing evidential proof of life after death through the detailed messages that he receives. Now, if you've ever seen James on television, his gift is very, very apparent. The details he brings back from the other side are so profound, to the point that they force us to question our own beliefs, our own views of reality, and our preconceptions about what life and what death really is. And James is the author of several best-selling books as well. Chances are you've probably read one of them. Ghosts Among Us was a huge seller, as well as his last book, Unfinished Business, but he has a whole line of amazing books. And James has also been involved with several successful TV projects, including he was the co-executive producer of the hit CBS drama Ghost Whisperer. James has been on all kinds of shows like Oprah, Larry King Live, 2020, 48 Hours, and Biography. But most of all, throughout the years, James has touched so many people through his work. And he really is a wonderful teacher who is using his talents and his gifts to help us all learn how to live a more joyful, compassionate, peaceful, and loving life through the messages he receives from the other side. James, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Candace. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it. And thank you to all your listeners as well.
You know, I remember seeing you years ago on shows like The Other Side. And that was a fantastic show. I think that was in the early 90s.
1994, I think, or 92, 92, 94.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a show. That was a show on NBC, and it was really a show way before its time because it dealt with the paranormal issues for 1 hour every morning, 9 to 10 every morning. And I think it was a great show to introduce audiences to the paranormal world, if you will, with all different types of topics, from UFOs to mediumship to healing, all different types of disciplines.
Yeah, and you were on the show quite a bit. And what really struck me about you on there was, you know, just how you connected with people, how you connected with families, and the healing that you brought them from, you know, bringing through messages from their loved ones on the other side. And, you know, in preparing for our interview today and even thinking about talking with you, I thought, you know, here's my chance to ask James von Prague anything, anything at all. What is that one most important thing that I need to ask him? And, you know, the prevalent thought for me that came through was really just to say thank you. Thank you for helping so many people, and especially, like I said, so many families, because I believe that's the real gift in what you do.
Well, thank you, Candace. I appreciate you that kindness and gesture. I do believe that I came back on this earth to do this work, and that I prepared for it in many lifetimes, and I'm definitely a vessel, if you will, of the spirits, a spirit world, that dimension. And I think that, for me personally, I doing this work, I represent spirit, and I represent everything that one needs to know about living a life, as you said earlier, the title of the program, you know, how living a spiritual life in a physical world, and really learning about the value system one has, and how to treat another human being, and really learning the lessons of life and death.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that on the other side, they have a lot to teach us. In fact, when people cross over, they're very eager to share what they've learned with us.
That's very true. Very true.
What kinds of things do they mainly want us to know?
Well, it really depends on the exact situation, of course, of the passing and that the person, what their life was like. But the book I wrote, Unfinished Business, the last book I wrote, was really a book based upon over 25 years of my work, and really the messages received from spirit. And over that long period of time, it seemed that there were themes that would come through very, very often. One very common theme was forgiveness, that a person would come through, let's say it was a father who came through, and his daughter was in the audience or a son in the audience, and he would say, "I'm so sorry. Please forgive me for not seeing you for who you really are. I should have loved you more when I was on the earth, and I didn't." Forgiveness is a big thing. A love, of course, is another one. I should have loved myself more. I couldn't love you because I didn't love myself enough. I had to learn about love. Also, another theme would come through very often about how we shouldn't take each other for granted. We really need to realize that we are in a school here, that this is our classroom, and that every situation that we have really are lessons that we go through. Life is a series of lessons and choices that we make. You know, we decide to make the right choices or the wrong choices. And that was also a very common theme about, you know, really looking at your situations in life as, don't get so heavily involved with them, realize, step back and look at them for what they really are, and pull yourself back a little bit if you can emotionally and see the value of the lesson, the situation in your life. So that was a common theme as well. So these are things that they want us to know to, and it was really interesting because the spirits would say, don't waste your time on the earth. Don't wait till you pass over to the spirit side of life before you really live your life on the earth. You know, really don't waste your time. And really, that was a great lesson. That was a great one that, you know, you should really live every single day as if it's your last day. Because your whole value system will change and how you treat another person would change.
Yeah, and so you detail a lot of stories like that in your books, especially Unfinished Business. When our loved ones cross over, as you mentioned, the learning goes on. They don't stop learning. So it's not like they cross over and they become all-knowing. But
that's exactly right.
So they keep
You're exactly what you are. And so, you know, right now we're existing on many levels, but we're only aware of the physical three-dimensional level. But we're multi-leveled. We're multi-dimensional beings. So we're existing on other levels, but we may not be able to realize that in its fullness, if you will. So and it's very interesting. This three-dimensional world really limits our awareness. And if people just realize that we are more than just a physical body. The physical body is just like a tree, but yet we have above us those wonderful branches and leaves and goes high up. We're not aware of it, but we do. We exist on many, many levels.
And this Earth School is probably one of the more difficult ones as a spirit,
Well, the Earth School, it's a good place. It's one of many, many places. We can go to other planets, other solar systems, other dimensions, of course. But this Earth world, it seems that it's one of the lowest as far as spiritual evolution, in that we're not really evolved, the ones that come back here. Many people are not as evolved because we still haven't learned about love. We still kill one another. We don't respect human life.
Yeah.
So the spirit world tends to say that this is really one a place which really, on the evolutionary ladder, this is one of the lowest steps. But it's also an incredible place to have the opportunities that we can afford ourselves to in order to grow. So the situations that appear to us here and are, on the Earth level will be situations which force us to be really throw us to a high level of spiritual growth, if you will. And the harder the lessons, I mean, the harder the situations, the more we can grow.
And so we're speaking with James Von Prague today. We're going to move to a quick break here, James. And when we come back, James is going to talk to us more about life on the other side and the lessons that we can learn. We'll be right back.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
And welcome back to Everyday Miracles. I'm Candace McLean, and if you're just tuning in, I have James Von Prague here speaking with us today about how to live a spiritual life in a physical body. And if you're interested in learning more about James, his books, I know he has a lot of amazing events coming up. You can visit his website at www.vanprague.com, and let me spell that for you, VanPraagh.com. Now, James, I wanted to touch a little bit about how all this started for you. I seem to recall there was an incident when you were 8 years old praying. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. There were several incidents actually that happened, very significant ones. I don't remember the order because there was around six, seven, eight, I guess they were. A couple of things. One of the first ones was, yes, when I was praying, I asked God to reveal itself. It was a Saturday morning, and well, most of the kids were out in the streets playing, you know, games or watching television cartoons. I was waking up, and I just wanted God to show itself to me. I was raised Catholic. And I just said, God, I want to see you. I want to see you. I want this to be real. And I don't know, time-wise, maybe it was a half hour. I don't know. All of a sudden, I saw a beautiful gold light coming from the ceiling, my ceiling above my bed, and a hand came through, an open palm. And it really enveloped me, and there was an incredible sense of love. And I knew at the time that it was beyond what I'm comprehending, that I'm comprehending. Like, I couldn't really, can't tell you the energy. I would limit the energy. I mean, it was just so an amazing sense of love and also a sense of knowing this. And, oh, yeah, that's what this is. That's what God is. God is this pure light, this love, this awareness, this knowingness. So that was one experience, and it made me very calm, and it reminded me of what God was. The other experience happened, which was very significant and actually was portrayed in the movie with Ted Danson based on my first book, Talking to Heaven. It was when I was 6 years old and I was in school. I walked up to my teacher and I said, your son is okay. He was hit by a car, but he's going to be fine. He just hurt his leg. And she said, why are you saying that? And I said, I just saw this. And she said, go back to your seat. And 10 minutes later, the principal came in and took the teacher out of the room. And a little while passed, she came back in. And the teacher said, James, come here, please. And I walked up to her and she said, how did you know this? I said, what? And she said, my son was just hit by a car. He was playing football in the street, or the ball rolled in the street, and he was hit by a car. And he's fine, but the car hit him, broke his leg. He'll be fine. And I started crying. And I was crying because I thought that because I had this thought or this vision that I had caused this to happen, and that I was the one that was responsible for this to happen. And she very kindly knelt in front of me. She said, James, no, don't do that to yourself. She says that God gives people certain abilities. I don't know if she used the word abilities, but she said, you know, you were one day maybe you'll help people with this knowledge or this awareness, whatever the words she used. And that really calmed me down. And that was when I was 6 years old. So I used to have experiences like that, visions, if you will. I used to see lights around people and colors, now known as the aura. And I used to know things before they would happen. I used to see people that come to my mother's and father's house, and I'd know something about them. So it happened quite readily when I was a young boy. And also, my mother was very psychic, and my grandparents on both sides of the family were also very intuitive.
Okay, and how have you evolved then over all of these years through receiving messages and working with people? And what has that meant to you?
Well, it certainly humbled me, if I could say anything. It certainly humbled me that it's really the more simple one is, the more they're able to hear spirit and be of spirit, to be of service, the more one knows, the more they realize they don't know. You know, they realize there's so much more to know. And so if anything, it's taught me just to be humbled and really that there's such a greater force out there and that the greatest force is love, that anything in life can be accomplished with love. And I do see many times how we ourselves as human beings limit ourselves. We limit our lives. We limit ourselves by not using love, by using fear to run our lives instead of love. So that it's taught me that greatly. I see many people out there all the time, my audiences and so forth. I can see the gifts that they have for themselves, and but they don't see it for themselves. They don't see their own truth selves, and that's difficult. So I think part of my journey, my message, my work is to really help that person to understand who they truly are, what gifts they have that are readily available to them if they'll take the time to learn to listen, to go within and listen to their hearts, their true selves, and pay more attention, if you will, to themselves instead of to chatter from other people out there. People get caught up a lot in what other people think of them and the expectations of other people. And I have a wonderful saying which Spirit gave me years ago, which is, what anyone thinks of me is none of my business. And because it really isn't. Because no one knows you better than you know yourself. So that's things that's taught me and evolved. And I'm learning every day, and I'm trying to be as simple as I can in many ways, and understanding of people in many ways, and not judging people. You know, judgment is a big deal. But judgment is a hard one, because we tend to judge right away, and by judging is really being in fear. That's what judgment is. Judgment equals fear. So when you judge somebody, you judge them because you want to feel more powerful than they are. You want to feel empowered or better than somebody. So, you know, that's a great lesson here on the earth, judgment and fear. And so I'm learning to adapt those things too. You know, I'm a human being as well.
Exactly. And, you know, to start to be able to not just stop judging others, but stop judging ourselves so harshly and come from a place of compassion for our own journey as well. Now, I just got an instant feedback form here. Actually, I'll direct people to that. It's on the TransformationTalkRadio.com website. You can go to the site and go to the feedback section and send us a message if you like. And I received one here from Lisa from Stamford, New York. And James, she says, you once told me I need to forgive. I've not been able to do that. Does this hurt my loved ones that have passed over?
Well, you know what it does? It's almost as if you're watching a movie, and a movie you can see it in black and white or Technicolor. And when you sit in a place where you do not forgive, and you sit in judgment, or you sit in fear, it's very black and white. But when you forgive somebody, you open up the energy, if you will, and you're allowing that energy to flow, and it becomes very colorful, it's beautiful colors. With forgiveness, which is an energy, everything is energy, of course. It's important to forgive people because we don't know what the motives are behind their act. We don't know where they've come from. We don't know why they behave a certain way. You know, people in our lives now, they may be reacting as something that happened to them in their childhood that we know nothing about. And you don't know, really, a wonderful movie, To Kill a Mockingbird, years ago, Gregory Peck. Mm-hmm. There's a wonderful line in that movie which says, you don't know somebody until you walk in their shoes. And it's true. You don't. You don't know anybody until you walk in. You don't know what their motives are, what the background is.
You don't know what their past was, their upbringing,
Everybody has a backstory.
Yeah.
So maybe someone hurt somebody because, or abused somebody because they were abused. You never know. The best possible thing you can do is forgive somebody because you don't know what the reasoning is behind what their acts. And forgiveness is a very high order, if you will. It's by forgiving others, you're also teaching others that you can forgive them. It doesn't mean that you agree with them necessarily, but you certainly can forgive them for understanding. You understand maybe why the motive is behind it. You know, who knows? But that's the best place to be, is forgiving someone. Because, you know, you got to treat someone else as you want to be treated. And many times when we do something to upset somebody, maybe it's misunderstood that they don't, you know, they didn't see it the right way that it was meant to be received, that the act that we did, they misinterpreted what we were saying or what we were doing, and they don't forgive us for some reason. They said, wait, I didn't mean that way. That wasn't how that came across. That's happened to me a lot on television, a lot of my work where I say certain things or it's taken a certain way, the wrong way, wrong context, out of context. So you really need to be in that space where you can be forgiving and understanding, and by doing that, you are a wonderful teacher, teaching others that you're able to forgive.
And so forgiveness has a certain energy.
It doesn't hurt your loves, but they certainly hope that you will evolve. And by forgiving, you evolve. By not forgiving, kind of you stay stagnant, if you will.
Okay. I was going to say, too, just like forgiveness would have a certain vibration and energy to it, so do all of our thoughts, whether positive or negative.
That's exactly right.
And so how do you explain that to people in terms of thoughts being energy?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
How do you explain that to people in terms of thoughts being energy? And how do you help them to choose more positive thoughts to bring that peace to themselves?
Well, you know, everything is energy. And what is energy? Energy basically means molecules that vibrate or move at a certain speed, as Einstein talked about. And it's true. Everything is made up of the molecules. If you've got the subatomic particles and so forth, or electrons and molecules, which we're made up of. And really, thought is real. When you don't see the thought, something doesn't exist. Just like I don't see you in front of me, but yet I can hear your voice. You're in a radio. You're miles and miles away from me, world away, country away from me, and yet we hear each other. Doesn't mean because I don't see you physically, you don't exist, but you do on a certain level. And also people listening to this, they're attuned into a certain frequency of energy that they can hear the voices, but you don't see the person in front of you. See, so just because you don't see them doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And the same is with thought. We as God beings, creative beings, are constantly thinking. Creativity is always, we are creative beings, and creative beings are always creating, if you will. And we create with our thoughts are things. So what you think becomes real. So it might not become real, though, right away, because we're living in a three-dimensional world, and we're limited here. If you want, let's say, let's think of a certain type of clothing that you want to wear, a certain sweater that you have, a certain jacket or something that you really want. You're putting it out there, and you visualize yourself wearing this outfit. Well, you will find that outfit in a store, or someday on your path, you'll find that exact outfit. Because you've drawn it to you,
it's
attracted to you. Yeah, you attract it to you with your thought. You've created it, you've brought it to you. And that's
right.
Exactly.
Actually, James, I'm just going to ask you to hold that thought for a moment because we're going to move to another break. But I want to give everyone that toll-free number because we are going to be taking calls in the next segment. If you'd like to speak with James, you can call in. The number is 1-800-930-2819, and we'll be back shortly.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation.
The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially.
More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
And welcome back to the show. You're listening to Everyday Miracles. And I thank you so much for tuning in today. We have the wonderful James Von Prague with us here today. And James, let's talk a little bit more about your website and some of the events you've got coming up. First of all, the website itself is www.vanprague.com, V-A-N-P-R-A-A-G-H.com, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Candace.
Great.
And it was one of the first websites that was ever formed for grief recovery or grief therapy, if you will. From the show, The Other Side, you know, you talked about that earlier in the early 90s.
Yeah.
There was never a website that had grief support at all. I was actually the first website to have it. And this was back in dial-up days.
Really?
So we've maintained with Cammie, the administrator, we've maintained this site since about 1994, 95. And right now we have a wonderful site. We have a chat room with people listening to your show right now, and I want to shout out to them. We also have every day there's something going on, whether it's a monthly prayer circle or a meditation. We have different speakers every week. And then on the calendar page also, if people want to know how to find me or what events to go to, where I'm going to be in their city, there's a calendar page they can go to, and all the events are listed. And one thing I do want to mention to people, I'm going to be doing a cruise in September with one of the most celebrated United Kingdom mediums, Tony Stockwell, and we're going to do a whole week's worth of mediumship on board a ship, a new ship, out of Rome. I'm going to from Rome to Greece and to Israel and Egypt. And
that
we're also going to
amazing.
Be doing, besides mediumship, we're going to do past life readings, regressions, and healing modalities. We're going to talk about, work with that. So it's a wonderful experience. If people have never gone, probably about 200 people, that'll be it. So it'll be very limited. And if people want to join us for that, they can go to the website and check that out.
And again, that website is www.vanprague.com. And we do have a listener on the line here, James, ready to talk to you. We've got Rainey from San Diego. Hi, Rainey. Can you hear us?
Hi, I can.
Great.
Hi, Rainey. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm surprised I got through. I'm so happy. I was going to see if I could ask a question about my father, if that's okay.
Sure. That's no problem. What is his first name?
His first name is Steve.
Steve. Okay. Okay. What is the question you would like to know?
Well, he just actually passed only a week ago.
Okay, so he's probably still resting. I usually will find out that, not that it's impossible, but I usually give the spirit a little bit of time to adjust. It's like an adjustment period they go through. And to push them back to this heavy vibration of the earth is a little difficult when they first pass over the transformation.
Yeah.
So we give them a little bit of time, yeah? I will tell you one thing that I know that no one ever passes alone. I know there's definitely a woman over there. I don't know if he has a sister that passed over before him, but there's definitely a lady that comes to greet him. I also think there was a child that passed over, whether it was a baby or someone that died in childhood. Would you know about that?
Not that I know of.
Well, would you
and
know about
a
sister?
Another child of his?
Yes, it would be a relative of his, so maybe that's a sister, but there's definitely a younger passing.
Yeah, I had heard that there's that phase, and we had such an open conversation about death, and I really wasn't worried. I have a lot of beliefs, and But the day
but he was also
died,
very religious, wasn't he?
Came to her and said that he didn't know where to go.
Yeah.
Ever since
then, very religious,
let it go, and it's driving me crazy.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear you fine.
Okay. I don't know. Was he a real religious man?
Yeah. Uh-huh. But he was open to everything, you know, religion and the metaphysical type of stuff also.
Right. I just feel this. I keep on seeing a gold cross. So there's a very strong gold cross here prevalent. When I see that, it means very religious, or he might have been looking for religion at the end of his life to go to something or believe that belief system. I just want to let you know that I feel he's definitely still transitioning. I would just tell him, you know, he's passed over. Many times when there's a passing, sometimes they don't realize they passed out of the body. That's been my experience, especially the type of passing.
That's kind of what I was wondering, if he was confused or if he felt like he had to stay here for us.
I don't think that's
it.
Again, it's part of the transitional period. Remember, there's no such thing as time. So when you're out of the physical world, there's no such thing as time. Yeah? So time for him doesn't exist. So if you could just send him thoughts of love, he'll receive your thoughts. Spirits always receive our thoughts. I know he's going to come to you when time is right. I don't think it's right now, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
okay.
Bless you.
Well, I appreciate it so much.
Thank you so much, Rainey.
Okay, thank
you.
Take
care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now. James, and that brings up an interesting point, too. What about people who cross over with, say, Alzheimer's or something like that? So they pass over and they're in that confused state. What happens when they cross over?
And, you know, at first it seems that they're very confused because that's how the memory is of the last way they were. But in truth, the spirit is pure and whole, and they're fine. Even if someone who passed over who was handicapped in some way, whether mentally handicapped, physically handicapped, they come back and they're pure. It's memories of that state of the way they were on Earth, unfortunately, that blocks them sometimes, and they think they're still that way, just like the alcoholic or somebody who's an addict. They pass over, they still have that mindset, if you will. But then they do get help from the other side. There are guides, there are people over there who help them over, if you will, to a new way of thinking and a new way of being. So it's just a temporary, if you will, way of being in that set, the Alzheimer's. I remember one of the first readings I did, well, it was the first reading I did about Alzheimer's, and this is my first book, Talking to Heaven. A man came through to his daughter and he said, when he went to his funeral, why were there so few people? He knew many, many, many people. He was very popular in his day. And she said, oh, Daddy, you know, you had Alzheimer's for 10 years. And a lot of those people had died. So it was very interesting. So it's just a temporary state, if you will.
Now, James, do you sometimes get information from people about, you know, kind of what 2011 will bring or anything like that? I have Tacy in Arizona asking about relationships. She's asking about what your thoughts are on relationships and renewal in 2011.
Well, you know, I need a little more specific question because it's kind of general. I do think that...
Okay.
I think things evolve, and I think that, as I said earlier, everything can be handled with love. And when you come from a place of love, you come from a place of truth. And anything you do from truth is really the best way you can be. And it's interesting, we talked all about thoughts. You know, when you put out the energy, if you will, of love, it emanates in the energy around you, in your aura, and you draw to you people with that energy. So if you give out love, you will draw pure love to you, and you'll draw pure intention to you, pure truth. So that's the best way to be. If you come from a place of fear, and fear is the opposite of love, so you're going to draw people to you, you're going to draw partnerships and friendships and people in your life who do not have your best in their minds and hearts because they come from a place of fear. So that's what one should remember.
Absolutely. James, we have another caller here waiting to get through. We have Wendy on the line from Upper Marlboro. Wendy, can you hear
us? Where is Upper Marlboro?
Upper Marlboro is in Maryland. Hi, James. I don't know if you remember me. When you came to Virginia a few months ago, you stayed at the Mason Inn. I was the lady at the front desk.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, just fine.
You were very, very sweet and kind. I remember that.
Yeah, I've been a big fan of yours since the 90s. I said no one at the hotel knew anything about you except for me. And I was ecstatic to
funny.
See you and meet you in person.
Honey, how do you spell your first name?
My Wendy.
Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y?
That's correct.
Okay. Can I ask you a question? It might sound strange, but I'm going to throw it out anyway. Do you have a flag in your house or a flag that you know about that means something to you?
A flag?
Yes.
Flag.
Some kind of a flag or banner that you have around you or have. Are you in a condo or an apartment?
I'm in a house.
Or you live in a house? Hello?
I'm here.
Wendy, are you there?
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Oh. Okay, I can hear you fine.
It goes in and out. I think we're using Skype. So, Wendy, are you in an apartment or a condo?
I'm in a house, but there is
apartment. Do you know anything about having some kind of a flag in that house? Or I don't know if it's a flag in the garden or a little banner?
Yes, there's a banner.
You understand this? Were you recently looking at that, or are you aware of this little flag? Or that could be a decorative flag, or it could be in the garden. I don't know about that, but I don't know if you're replacing this recently or you bought a new one. But does this make sense to you, Wendy?
A little bit. I remember looking at something. Oh, I know what it is, yeah. It's a picture
what is
of
this?
Someone.
Because there's a lady here next to you. I think it's your grandmother, and she's talking to me about this flag. And I like this flag. I like when I look at that flag, and I feel happy and joyful. It makes sense?
Yeah.
Now, also, let me ask you something. Was there a label on your car? Is there some kind of a sticker on your car they used to have in the bumper or some kind of something like this?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I don't know what it said on that bumper sticker that you had. I like the feeling about that, though. Would that make sense to you?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, and the month of April is very significant, so I need to give that to you.
Okay.
All right, so I think it's a passing with this lady. Okay, and one more thing. I'm sorry, I'm just jumping into this, Wendy, but there's something with the trouble with a toe, someone's toe. So have you recently had trouble with a toe or a hangnail or on the foot?
On my foot, I did.
On your foot you did. Thank you much, because this lady's talking to me about this a sore or something on the foot. And I think it might have been from rubbing the shoe or something there. It was an abrasion.
Yeah.
Okay, that's just validation. So there you go, sweetheart.
Thank you so much, Wendy.
Thank you so much. It was good. I'm going to tell you what's going on in April real quick. I'm planning a gospel jubilee in Liberia, the first one they've had in some time since the war has ended.
Wow.
And I'm planning taking some legendary gospel groups to Liberia, the week before Easter.
Wow. And that bumper sticker had something to do with religious saying or something, didn't it?
It did. Actually,
yeah.
I was the Queen of California for my Easter Star chapter. And,
okay. I love this. I love this, what you're doing. This lady, and I don't know who Marie is, but I'm getting Marie. But and I get really strong that they're backing you with this April event, and that I hear the term in my head, it's all in God's hands. God's hands. It's all in God's hands. It's all in God's hands. So remember that when things seem a little like difficult, it's all in God's hands about this event, okay?
Okay.
Okay, blessings to you,
sweetheart.
Thanks
so much, Wendy. That was great. James,
Wendy was very nice when I met her in Virginia. She was very, very sweet and talk about compassion. She was very compassionate behind the desk. She was very appropriate and just very kind, and I'm very happy to speak to her. I remember her. She was just very kind. You know, my people in your life, when you meet them, there's just a kindness, and they make a mark on your life.
Yeah,
just be anybody
special.
You meet in the
always
street.
Remember
and,
them.
I noticed that, and she was one of them.
That's beautiful. Beautiful you were able to connect with her today. James, I've got a question here. Michael from Sugar Grove, Illinois is asking, what is a good way to deter negative thoughts that humans sometimes carry and make them into more positive thoughts like God wants them to be?
Well, I always put around me sayings, and I have a wonderful meditation I have. And on my website, we sell it, we have it. But what it is, healthy am I, happy am I, holy am I. And I put that around me, and I put that on the shelves or my bulletin board. And or I have the word love around a lot. And, you know, that, as I said earlier, the love, the vibration, the energy of love is so high that when you look at that love, let it remind you of who you truly are. And when you see that love or you see the word joy, try to think in your mind of a memory, an occasion where you had that feeling of love or you had that feeling of joy, and bring that energy back into your thinking now, into your mind, if you will. And that'll change the negative energy to positive energy. It takes a little time sometimes for people to get used to it, to change it, to transition it like that fast, but it does happen.
And, you know, just the other day, my 8-year-old daughter painted this beautiful picture, and it just reminded me of, you know, a spiritual being just jumping towards the sky with beautiful sparkle dust all around it. And I just had to put it up in my room so it would be the first thing that I saw when I woke up, you know, just to give me that feeling.
You have to remember, Candace, never to remember that the mind is all, there's an atmosphere around the mind. It's all atmosphere all around us. And you want to be able to create that atmosphere around you with love and joy and happiness. So any place around you, in your house, in your apartment, or people in your life where you can have that happiness, you want to fill it. You want to fill it whatever you can. It's normal and it's human to have ups and downs, but you want to make sure the atmosphere around you is one of joy and happiness as best as you can.
Yeah, and you know, surrounding yourself with things you love. So, you know, whether it's flowers or sometimes it's just that little thing that's kind of a pick-me-up.
Honey, I have outside my window, I have a flower here. It's a purple flower, and I look at that flower every day, and I thank God, the universe, the creator, for giving that flower. And I try to get inside that flower, and I share the joy of that flower. And that's before what I was talking about, the humility, the innocence, the sweetness, the simplicity of everything, of life. It's just being. It's learning to just be, and not get so caught up in the stuff, and just learning to be. And I think that's the secret of everything, just learning to be still.
And we did have a message here from someone asking, you know, is the other side as complex as our physical world is? Or do we just make our physical world seem complex?
I think we create a lot of this complexity in this world.
Yeah.
I think it's more complex than it has to be. And as I said earlier, because I think people come from a place of fear. And fear obstructs things, obstructs the energy. It stops the energy from flowing. And I think it's difficult when you come from a place of love. You know, it's really interesting. Even if no one else gets it, that's okay. It doesn't matter. Because, as I said earlier, whatever anyone thinks of you is none of your business. So if you walk around all day just thinking of loving thoughts, happy thoughts, I mean, that's hard to do. But I'll tell you, if you train yourself, it gets easier and easier. That's really the place you want to come from. That's really... It's difficult, but it does work. It really does.
To lead with love, absolutely.
Lead with love.
Now, yeah, we have Michelle from Rapid City, South Dakota on the line. I've been through Rapid City years ago. Hi, Michelle. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Hi, Michelle. Do you have a question for James today?
Yes, I do. My brother passed away going on about 16 years ago, 2 days before my birthday, and I've always had a pretty hard time dealing with it. It was a closed casket ceremony, and I really did never get to say goodbye to him.
Okay, Michelle, your name is Michelle?
If he showed himself to us as a family or what.
You know, I can't concentrate above your voice, so I just want to see what I'm getting here. So your name is Denise?
Michelle.
It's Michelle.
Michelle. Okay. You see, it's difficult. I'm doing cross-dimensional work here. First of all, Michelle, let me ask you some things here. Was there anyone that broke an arm or broke a leg?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. I don't know why I keep getting a broken arm or broken leg, but I'm doing that. And I get initial B here, so I'm not sure who B is, like Bob or
yes,
Robert.
That was his wife.
Okay. Is that her name, Bobby or something?
Beatrice.
Beatrice. Okay. Is she still alive?
Yes.
Have you seen her recently? Hold on. Was there some words you had against her after he died?
No, not at all.
Okay. Are you still close then?
Yes, very close.
Oh, okay. Did you just see her recently?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Because I'm getting to tell you about seeing you were with this B person recently. I know you just said her name is Beatrice, but I want to call her B.
Yes, exactly. That's what we call her, is B.
Okay, so that's what I was getting at, B. I don't want to call it B, so I'm going to call it B. And I know that she has a watch that belongs to him. I know there's two rings. But I know that there's definitely, she's more than one watch, but there's a watch. And I want you to have that watch, which is interesting. I don't feel that he passes long. I feel it was a quick passing with your brother. I don't feel I don't feel it dragged on. If it was like, you know, it hit him. It was quick and out of the body. 1, 2, 3. Okay. I know that there's some scarring somewhere. I don't know why it's so bad scarring, but there's some scarring. Scarring. I don't know what that means.
He had open heart surgery as a young man.
Okay, do you understand what that means? Because I don't know what that means.
Yeah, he had a heart surgery as a young boy.
Okay, so that way he lived his life with a scar on his chest or scarring?
Yes.
Okay, so you understand that. So, because this is what gives me. He's also told me about a relationship with his father. So I want to ask you, has his father passed into spirit now? Has your dad passed over?
He was adopted as a baby.
Okay. Okay, he's with his father, so I need to tell you that he's healed the relationship with his father, which means that he didn't have the relationship here on earth or wasn't aware of it, but he's come back with his father in the other side of life. A lot of things that happened to him in the earth life was definitely a result of him being adopted or not having a sense of self. I hope that makes sense
to you.
Okay. I also want to tell you about a motorcycle. So there was someone who had a motorcycle, okay?
No, he didn't have a motorcycle.
Who has the motorcycle?
No one that I can think of.
And there's something with the eagle. Eagle, E-A-G-L-E, and motorcycle. So would you put that aside if you can't recognize it right now?
Okay.
And I want to talk about, here's another one, a flag. I see a flag with this man. I see an American flag. How funny. I see an American flag. I also see, were there two ceremonies when he died? Were there two types of ceremonies, two memorial services?
We had the visitation, then we actually had skipped the day because it was my birthday, and then we had the funeral itself.
Okay, that's fine, but I want to ask you, was there also another service, like with his friends or something?
They had a party later in his memory.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
I'm getting him distinctly telling me two services. I also know there's an identification bracelet, ID bracelet. Okay, there's an ID bracelet. So ask B if she has the ID bracelet. And also, I want to know, hold on, if the name Paul would be significant. Because he talks about Paul.
Not that I know of.
Okay, would you find out, Beatrice, he knows has a friend named Paul. I also know that there's definitely the newspapers involved with this. I know there's a newspaper, so there's a story about this. Or I'm in the newspaper.
Yes, there was.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I know that this happens fast. I know it's some kind of explosion, it seems like, really quickly. I don't know if it's vehicular, but it's fast. It's like a smash.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like a smash, isn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, because I see like a fire, like boom, like this one, boom. It happens so quick.
Yeah.
I feel his head is definitely affected, very strong. I feel out of it, 1, 2, 3. I do feel there's some neglect somewhere. I do feel neglect somewhere. I don't know what that means, but some neglect somewhere. I want to tell you there's another sister as well besides you. I think there might be another sister somewhere. And I also think there's someone named Elizabeth.
Sister.
Elizabeth. And hold on. I know one more thing that I'm going to tell you. I know that there's movies of him. I know there's a video or movies of him.
We have.
You know about that?
Movies.
You have the videos? You've been watching videos of him recently?
Not me, no.
Who's been watching the videos of him? You have videos, yes?
I know B does.
B does. Could you please ask her if she's been watching videos of him or took them out and put them... Oh, I understand. Talking about taking these videos out and either putting them on DVD or... yeah, that's what he's saying to me. Changing them over. So you'll have to ask her that. See, that's something you would not know, but you'll have to ask her. I also want to ask her or tell her thank you for putting a heart around my picture. So there's a picture frame with a heart on it.
Okay, I'll ask.
So you'll ask about that. I guarantee that. And you do not need to feel guilty for him. Do not feel guilty. It was you had nothing to do with his passing. You had nothing to do with his passing. Understand?
Okay.
And I know that you've been looking at ancestries after he died. I know you've been looking at the ancestry, whether it's a tree, family tree, or something. You've been looking some records up, I'm being told. So there's been records being looked up.
His biological sisters came looking for him after he passed away.
Okay, and you were in contact with them then?
The family was, yes.
Okay, good. Then that might be it. Because I know there's some papers that she's showing me papers. They're giving each other papers or showing papers to you or something like this. And did anyone drive a Volkswagen car? You might have to go back in memory a little bit. but I'm seeing a Volkswagen Beetle.
No, nobody in my family.
I'm sorry, I need to see that. Volkswagen Beetle, it's a light-colored V, like a white creamish color. And I see a VW Bug. I see it. Sorry. Again, ask Beatrice if it makes sense to her,
okay.
If you could. And ask if she's recently had new glasses.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you
Michelle,
so much
that's what I got.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thanks. Bye now.
You're welcome, honey. Sorry it's so quick.
I know, and we've come to the end of the show here. Just very, very quickly, James, like in 30 seconds, how do we know when a loved one is trying to connect with us? Because I'm having a lot of people through the feedback form asking this question.
Sure. Signs all around.
Dreams away.
Number one way is dreams. They come in our dreams. It's the number one way to communicate is the dream state. Number two, smells, like you'd associate with them, whether it's tobacco, whether it's some kind of perfume, electricity, things, lights flashing on and off, radios, computers, they can affect things that way very much so. When you're in your car and you have a thought about them, they're sitting next to you transmitting a thought of themselves to you, and you're reading their energy. That's what you're reading. It's not you coming up with a thought. You're picking it up from them. These where you look at somebody, it looks just like your loved one. Somehow they can transpose their face, their likeness, onto somebody's face. So when you look at them, it's like you're seeing them. That's another way to do it. So there are many ways. I talk about it in my books. So, there's different ways they can do it. But the most common way is dreams.
Well, thank you so much, James, for being on the show and connecting with us today. It was so great to have you.
Oh, you're welcome.
And
I'm going to go on my website if anyone wants to go. I might do some readings. I'm not sure yet, but I'm going to go on my website if people want to join me.
Okay, you can go to James's website. That's www.vanprague.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening in, and you sent so many messages. I'm sorry we couldn't get to everyone, but I thank you for listening in, and thank you again, James, for speaking with us today. I wish
you
a wonderful 2011. And we'll see you all back next week on another Everyday Miracles when we have Colette Baron-Reed joining us. Take care and have a great week.
You've been listening to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered.